Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, here with John Kegley, and a special phone interview with David Drogemeyer is on the road, so he's calling in on his phone because he does not want to miss this show. It's a big show today. We started a Facebook Live show 3 years ago called Chargers Domination Live. To give you a little background on us, through the website San Diego Sports Domination that we all write for, which is how we got our start. And after 2 years of doing that show, we signed on with the Locked On Chargers to give you guys an everyday show. But today's show, we're going to talk about a season preview. We're going to be breaking down the Chargers season and tell you what to expect from the Bolts and also give you our bold predictions and tell you who on offense and who on defense we have bold predictions for, and that's always an exciting segment for us. And then we're also just going to address the big issues the Chargers have this season and the biggest question marks that they have going forward to whether this can be a successful season or not. So let's start there, guys. David, it's a big season for the Chargers. Everyone knows the hype around them. They're getting a lot of credit through media. I know me and John were talking earlier about how they just ranked ninth in ESPN's new season preview for the NFL. They were ranked as the ninth best team, but only a 36% chance to win the division. I mean, when you divide by four, that's a pretty good shot, but I still want to feel a little bit better about that. But David, I think the biggest question mark going into the year is, can they win the AFC West? Can they finally take the crown back from the Chiefs, from the Broncos, from the Raiders? Is this the year they finally get it done and win the division for the first time since 2009?
I absolutely believe that they have finally gathered enough talent on both sides of the ball to challenge Kansas City and eventually overthrow them and sit on top of the AFC West throne.
I hope so, and I think you're right. It starts in Kansas City. We talked earlier this week about how many times the Chargers have lost to the Chiefs in a row, and it's just ridiculous. And I think especially with the turmoil in Oakland, with the Raiders trading their best defensive player, Khalil Mack, and Denver going through its coaching change from last year and also a new quarterback, John, it goes through Kansas City. We're going to learn a lot this weekend. I think that is going to tell the story of how this season is going to end for the Chargers, if they can beat Kansas City and get off the schneid of their biggest rival.
The AFC West definitely runs through Kansas City, because let's just put it this way: Andy Reid controls the Chargers with his defensive play calling. Even when they miss guys like Marcus Peters, for example, Andy Reid still knows how to make a defense really good. And then with the Broncos having a new quarterback this year, I don't think Case Keenum is even a special quarterback. He just looked really good having Diggs and Thielen as his two receivers last year. And the Raiders just gave away their best defensive player. You can already tell that's already going to be a dumpster fire. So the Chiefs are definitely the way it's going to be if you're going to win the division. If you can't beat the Chiefs week one, I can't say much for this team.
And I don't think that it's really all on week one. I think the reason it's so important for week one is because they have a tough start to their season, guys. Their first four games, they play Kansas City, then the Buffalo Bills, who you feel pretty good about. But then you play against the 49ers and the really stacked Rams. So I think that's what makes it more important. If the Chargers don't win the first game this week, they could realistically get off to a 1-3 start. And that's something that you want to avoid at all costs, obviously, given how well they did down the stretch last year. They could go 3-1 if they lose that first game as well. But I think for the division, I think if the Chargers could go 5-1, I think that's realistic. I think they could absolutely win the division with that record. I mean, that's a pretty good record right there. But second biggest question, guys, that I have for the Chargers this year is, did they do enough in the offseason to be able to fix their biggest weakness from last year, which was stopping the run? That was a huge weakness. They didn't add any big-name free agents into that interior. I was not impressed by it in the preseason, and I think that for this defense to really be elite, John, they have to step their game up, and I don't know where it's going to come from because they didn't add anybody that you could think would make a huge difference?
Besides a few rookie linebackers who could tackle a little bit better in the run game, they didn't add much on the defensive line. The defensive line did not look that great. I mean, maybe Darius Spivey and Damien Square have a breakout season and have a Jamal Williams-type season together, even though Jamal Williams was one player, these are two players. But Mebane was getting absolutely destroyed throughout preseason. Corey Legit looked like he was a little bit better, but then again, it was a preseason game, but he looked like he was a little bit better getting in there. But without adding any pieces, I don't think the run defense has improved at all, and I'm kind of worried for week one because of Kareem Hunt. If that's going to be the game that really says it, because it's a really quick test. It's not like we're playing someone that has no running back and we go, well, we'll see how it looks during the season. No, this is going to be the real test. If they cannot stop Kareem Hunt, it's going to be a long year.
No, I absolutely agree that they didn't do enough on the defensive line to improve the run defense, but I do believe that Kaiser White, Tchenna Nwosu, and Derwin James will all help in the run defense, especially just making sure that they don't break big runs. I think those guys are going to limit the big runs from breaking out and scoring touchdowns, which happened a lot last year. But I would have loved to have seen them bring in someone, especially on the defensive line, that just brings that presence as a run stopper, a run stuffer, if you will. And that just did not happen. So, yeah, I'm still worried. Justin Jones has been hurt all preseason, so we have no idea what he is capable of doing. Maybe he can help, but until I see it, Daniel, I'm not going to believe it.
And I think the biggest vote of confidence that we have, guys, is just the fact that Denzel Perryman made it into the regular season healthy. We saw a transformed run defense when he was in there after he returned from his injury last year. And I think that's going to make a huge difference at the beginning. I don't think they did enough on the defensive line, but they only allowed 17.3 points per game last season. So if they could do that, they absolutely did not get worse in the running defense department over the last year, adding guys who can limit big plays, like you said, David, and adding just overall speed to this defense. Maybe not enough physicality, but I think Uchenna Nwosu and Derwin James and Kazir White will have a lot to say about the physicality if those guys can bring the hits on the defensive side. But switching over to the offensive side, I think to really have an elite team, you want to be in the top 10 on offense and defense. The defense projects to easily be in the top 10. I don't think anyone questions that right now. But the offense has big question marks as well. They did bring back Antonio Gates, but they also lost the better tight end of the two, Hunter Henry, for the season. Maybe he comes back, but for at least the beginning of the season, they're going to be without their one of their best offensive weapons, guys. Do you think that they have enough around them, David, to make up for the loss of Hunter Henry and coast into a top 10 finish on the offensive side of the ball?
I do believe they have quite a lot of talent on this team, and they definitely have enough to be top 10. The talent in the wide receiver core is crazy. You got Keenan Allen, who's probably the best route runner in the NFL, one of the best get-offs, strong, has run-after catchability. Then you got Tyrell Williams that has size and speed. You got Mike Williams, who's got length and physicality, strong hands. He's basically a rookie this year because he was, you know, was hurt pretty much all last year. And then you got Travis Benjamin, who has just crazy speed. You know, when the ball's in his hands and he's going forward, he can make some things happen. And then, of course, you got Melvin Gordon coming off a 1,600 all-purpose yard, getting in the end zone quite frequently through the air and on the ground. And then Austin Eckler, who was a surprise last year, looks a little bit bigger this year, a little stronger. And then Travis Newsom also to round out a pretty nice three-headed monster in the run game. I think they have a lot, and I think they're going to be one of the better offenses in the NFL, possibly the best.
I'm 50-50 on if they'll make a top 10 appearance because, yeah, we have a lot of great wide receivers, a lot of great running backs, but one of the Chargers' weaknesses was always third down. And the thing we always did to finish a third down was throw to the tight end. And Hunter Henry was showing that he could be that new third down tight end guy. Gates was always the security blanket. And now we don't have Hunter Henry. Gates is a little bit older. Virgil Green's not reliable. Sean Colkin definitely is not reliable. So who's going to be our third down guy that's going to keep the drive alive? And if we can't find one of those, I mean, you can't really be a top 10 offense because you're going to have your defense on the field the whole time.
Yeah, and I think another big part of it, guys, is can they start games early with a score? They were the only team last season to not score a touchdown on their opening drive, which really kills you starting a lot of games from behind in those scenarios. And 2 years ago, they couldn't not score on their first drive, so it was really a flip-flop. But I think they really need to get it started early. I think Keenan Allen is another third-down threat that you didn't talk about. And I think between, you know, whatever you get out of Virgil Green, Antonio Gates, and then now Mike Williams is the legitimate option on third down and Keenan Allen, you will be able to make up some of that. But I think it is a realistic concern, John, where you're coming from, because Hunter Henry was huge on third downs and great with run after the catch and just having the most reliable hands on the team, probably. So I get what you're saying there. I think that they probably will finish right around 9 or 10, I think. I mean, they have a lot of room to improve. Obviously, we don't know what we're going to see out of Mike Williams and some of the other guys. Jeremy Davis looked pretty good. He might get some playing time, I thought, in the preseason. So maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I think right now I'm definitely more on favor of the side of saying, yes, they will. And now we're going to go into the defensive bold predictions, and that's coming up next. You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. The truth is, I don't know who's going to win, but if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they are your best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend this service to you if it was good to me, and it has been, and that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, and don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, guys, now it's time to get into one of my favorite topics of the offseason, and that's bold predictions. I'm really excited about the bold predictions this year. It's going to be hard, guys, especially on this side of the ball, on the defense. A lot of the predictions you could make wouldn't really be that bold because we expect some of these guys to be so good. So I want to get to the crazy thing that we think is going to happen on the defensive side of the ball this year. I'll start with you, David. Give me your bold prediction for the defense this year and make it a good one.
Well, your wish is my command. So I'm on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going with the pass rushers. And you know who they are. The best pass rushing duo in the NFL, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. So my bold prediction is this. Those two are going to combine for over 30 sacks this season. They are going to terrorize quarterbacks all season long, and it's going to be so fun to watch.
Damn, I mean, I think pretty much anyone in the league, if you said that, that would be crazy. Because, I mean, even if Joey Bosa put up a crazy number like 18, then Melvin Ingram would still need 12, which is, I mean, would be one of the best seasons of his career as well. I definitely think those guys play off of each other and make each other better just by being threats on each side. 30 sacks is a crazy number, but with this group, I don't think it's out of the question, John.
It's definitely not out of the question, especially with how much better they keep getting. I mean, you saw what they did last year, and they had a whole offseason to get better. And there was no offseason injuries for either of them. they're going to be really dangerous. And we're playing a few teams this year that don't really have the greatest offensive line and can easily give up at least like 6 sacks just alone in one game. That could be 3 for each of them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like I said, that it sounds crazy, but then when you think about it, these guys definitely have the talent for it. For my defensive bowl prediction, I'm going to go with one of my favorite players from last season, Desmond King, who only had the 1 interception last year, but did have 4 sacks and had, I mean, an overall great year. I don't think any of us doubt that. I think this year he steps it up a notch. I think he's in position to make more plays, and we've seen a lot of interceptions out of him during the offseason work. So I think, guys, Desmond King has over 65 tackles. I think he has 5 sacks, and I think he has 5 interceptions. I think Desmond King puts his name as maybe the second best defender on this team, second or third best, if he can put together a season like that, John.
Oh, man, if he puts together a season like that, man, we have a 3-headed monster here at cornerback that's even bigger than we thought it was. You got Casey Hayward and Trevor Williams already showing how good they are. Then Desmond King comes up the second year with those type of numbers. Oh, the rest of the league better watch out. 2 good pass rushers and 3 corners. Ooh, baby, you are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, no, if he puts a season together like that, that's going to be special. And I know he has the talent to do it. So, honestly, I don't think it's that far-fetched. It is bold because, man, you know, you have to actually go out there and do that. And, you know, he's got to be healthy, which he's proved that he can. But I think Desmond is a special athlete that has great quickness, overall tackling ability, coverage skills at that slot corner position. And I think he can do it, man. So if he does do that, this defense is going to be really, really scary, like John mentioned.
Yeah, and I just think, guys, at the end of the day, I think Desmond King has potential to be the best cornerback on this team, and that, which is saying a lot because you have 2 very good players on the outside. I just think with what you've seen out of him as a rookie and the steps you've seen him take going into year 2, I don't think anything's out of the question. And people could be thinking he is the best corner on this team by the end of the year. John, what do you have for a defensive bowl prediction?
I'm going to go pretty bold here because we all know that the NFL Pro Bowl is voted on by fans and can be rigged. But I'm going to say we send 3 defensive backs to the Pro Bowl. And if I had to name those 3, I would say it'd probably be Casey Hayward, Desmond King, and Derwin James.
Yeah, John, I think that's pretty crazy. I don't think it won't happen. I mean, it's going to be hard for Derwin James to take out some other pretty good safeties in his own conference, but I think, I mean, all he has to really do is get off to a hot start to really make that happen and to get everyone on the Derwin James train. And now he is going to have the snaps to do it. So I'm really excited to see that maybe come to fruition. And I think it would really cement the Chargers as either a top 1 or top 2 defensive backfield.
It definitely would. And if you really, really think about it, if those 3 were to make the Pro Bowl, it would be like the Legion of Doom all over again, and that team won a Super Bowl strictly with defense. Could we maybe win a Super Bowl strictly with defense? I mean, it's starting to build up here, that little Super Bowl hype. We all don't like to really talk about it with Charger fans because once you start believing the hype, the team starts to go downhill. So I don't want to get too into it, but lately teams have been winning Super Bowls with defense.
Yeah, guys, well, I think that the Chargers are going to have a lot of Pro Bowlers on the defensive side of the ball this year, and they're also going to have a lot of Pro Bowlers on the offensive side of the ball this year, which is why my first offensive bowl prediction is coming up next. All right, we gave you guys our defensive bowl predictions. And now it's time to get to the offense. I'm really excited to tell you guys mine. But, John, you can go first on this one. Please tell us who your offensive bowl prediction is about.
I'm going to say we have 3 wide receivers that all get double-digit touchdowns this year. And I'm going to go, if I be specific, that Mike Williams gets 10. Keenan Allen gets way more than 10. And then if I had to pick the last one, it'd probably be Tyrell Williams getting around 10 or 11.
That is just crazy talk. I don't see that happening, John, but if they did, I think they would probably be the first set of three wide receivers to ever do that in NFL history. That's a pretty astronomical stat right there, but hey, that's what bold predictions are about. It wouldn't be bold if you weren't saying something at least a little bit crazy, David.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you want crazy, I got that for you. So my bold prediction is going to be about Phillip Rivers, El Capitan. I think with the weapons that he has around him this year, he's going to have the best year of his NFL career, and he's going to throw for over 5,000 passing yards.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, and I think, I mean, if there was ever a time to do it, it would be this season. Hopefully he doesn't need to because they're going to be running the ball so well. But I think that if any, I mean, I think that with how close he's gotten to it, I don't think that's out of the question. I think he could do it. Only a few quarterbacks have ever done it, but I think Phillip Rivers has the talent to do it. And I think, I mean, he has great receivers. This is the best receiving core he's had in maybe his entire career, possibly. I mean, so I think it's definitely possible. And I think that, you know, kind of goes with my bold prediction. John kind of killed my steam a little bit saying that Mike Williams was going to get 10 touchdowns this year. But I'm actually going to go a little bolder than that. I think Mike Williams has more touchdown receptions than he had actual receptions in 2017. Last season, he caught 11 balls. And this year, I think he catches 12 touchdowns. I think the lack of red zone targets for Phillip Rivers is going to make him hone in on his biggest guy out there on the outside, and that's Mike Williams, who's also the best guy you have to go up and get a ball in the end zone. Like you already saw this year in the preseason, he has that Moss ability to go up over somebody and just take it away. And I think he's going to get huge red zone targets this season with the loss of Hunter Henry, and I think he's going to have a totally different outlook on his career after this year and people calling him bust last year, John.
Yes, everybody that called him bust is going to be sorry this year, and I actually think Wade's bold prediction is a realistic prediction. I think Mike Williams is going to have a breakout year and is going to live up to Wade's bold prediction and make Wade look like a genius for once.
So I'm going to go ahead and go with a secondary bold prediction just because mine and John's were a little bit similar. So my bold prediction on the offense this year is someone that's not a sexy topic, and that is offensive lineman Forrest Lamp. I think at the end of this season, guys, I think we could be looking at Forrest Lamp as the best offensive lineman on this team that has Pro Bowlers Russell Okung and Mike Pouncey already on the roster, David.
If that happens, then all of my dreams are going to come true, almost, because there's still Joe Barksdale there. But, man, that would be really awesome to think about having Russell Okung, really good left tackle who's played great, a lot better than we all suspected when they signed him to that big contract that he negotiated himself, by the way. Then you have Dan Feeney at guard, Pouncey at center, Forrest Lamp at right guard, and Barksdale at right tackle. 4 out of 5 offensive linemen with the potential to be very, very good is a tantalizing thought and something that I hope does come to fruition.
John, do you think I'm crazy?
Oh, well, I mean, I do think you're crazy, but I think that bold prediction is pretty accurate, and I think if that happens, this team could probably lead the league in rushing.
Yeah.
That'd be a bold prediction?
Yeah, especially with that left side of the line, John, just being, I mean, ferocious so far. To get a body like Forrest Lamp on the right side would really even things out.
It definitely would even things out, but like David said, we still have Joe Barksdale in there, and he is so inconsistent, and it kind of worries you a lot, and it makes you wonder if next year's NFL draft is going to be aimed at a right tackle. But for the time being, our offensive line is built on Forrest Lamp becoming fully healthy and becoming, exactly as you said, one of the best, if not the best, offensive linemen on this team.
Hey, well, not as if, I mean, they have anyone to put back in at right guard, but from what the coaches say, it sounds like they think Forrest Lamp could probably play right tackle too. And I'm not sure I'd put my money on Joe Barksdale in that competition. But that's going to do it for our offensive bold predictions. It's time to just get into our season-long prediction, guys, and what the Chargers' final record is going to be. I know we're all giddy to get it out there, so I'll start with you, David. What is the final record of the 2018 Chargers?
So I think this team only has probably four or five really tough games on this schedule that, you know, you've got teams that are like, that kind of bothers me or that worries me a little bit. I don't know if they can beat them. You know, maybe the Rams, the Steelers, possibly the Chiefs, obviously, because they haven't been able to do it in a while. But so with that being said, I still think they're going to do very well. I'm going to give them an 11-5 record in the AFC West Championship.
I like that a lot, and I think if they go 11-5, I mean, it would be hard to say two of those losses are both going to be in Kansas City, so I don't think that that's out of the question at all. And for my prediction for the season, I'm going to go a little bit less than you. I don't know if the Chargers have totally bucked being the Chargers yet. That's going to have to wait to be proven to me, so I'm going to say 10-6. I think you're right, David. There's probably four teams on their schedule that might be better than them right now and that they could realistically lose to. But if we know the Chargers, they will probably lose two games that there's no way that they should have lost. And that's really my only concern. The Chargers' back end of their schedule really opens up and gets a lot easier. So they have a chance to end on a very hot streak. But it seems like, I mean, they always lose at least one or two games they're not supposed to. Oh, a.k.a. when they let the Browns have their only win of the season a couple years ago. So they're still the Chargers. I think 10-6 gets you into the playoffs, so I think you're still happy with that. But, John, what is your prediction for their final record?
Before I give you mine, when we talked about earlier how ESPN ranked the Chargers 9th in the season, they also did a game-by-game percentage chance of their chance of winning each game, and they said there's 12 games that they're favored to win, and the four games they're not favored to win are the Rams, and then at the Raiders, at the Steelers, and at the Chiefs. So that tells you right there some games that you're like, well, those are obvious wins. At the Raiders, that's an easy win. ESPN doesn't think so. So as Wade said, games the Chargers should win are games they're probably going to lose. I actually agree with Wade. I think it's going to be 10-6, but I think it's because of injuries. I don't think we're completely over that injury hump yet. Someone's probably going to get injured again this year, and it's going to make it hard for us to run that table. I think this is a 13-3 roster that we have right now, without a doubt, but the injuries are what make me question, so I'm going 10-6.
Yeah, I think if Hunter Henry is on the roster, I think 13-3 is not out of the question. I think they would have probably a top five offense and defense with him on the field with an up-and-coming offensive line, which most good teams are built around. So I don't disagree with you there. But, hey, guys, that was a fun show. I'm so glad we did it. I'm feeling pretty good. David, where do you think that you differ with us on that last win? Do you think it really could go either way, or is there something that you've seen that really proved to you that you think they can win the division and get to 11 wins this year?
The reason why I decided to go with 11-5 was because I feel like they finally got the kicking situation taken care of. I think they got a kicker that has an 84% on his field goal kicks, which is about 20% higher than what we had last year. And I think that's going to be the difference. I think he has experience. Caleb Sturgis is going to make the kicks. And we're not going to lose a game or two on special teams or because of special teams like they did last year. So I think Caleb Sturgis is the difference. That stability at the kicker position cannot be understated. And if he goes out there and performs like I think he's going to, then that's going to add another win to the Chargers' season total this year.
Yeah, I think there's absolutely an argument to be made on both sides. I think when you're guessing with these Chargers, you always tend to go a little under because it just seems like there's always a few mind-boggling moments through the season. Less so in the last 12 games of last year. It did look like a different team, but they still got whopped by Kansas City. So there's a lot to prove, guys. But I think we all have the Chargers making the playoffs this year, which is good news for Chargers fans that are listening to this show, and I think we all realistically believe that, whether we're Charger fans or not, so it's going to be a fun season. But that's going to wrap up our season preview show. Also, make sure to go on the Locked On Podcast Network and check out the college shows that they are now airing. Most college teams have a show on the Locked On Podcast Network now. Make sure to go check that with college football season obviously upon us. It's a great time to start picking up one of those shows to have to listen to throughout your week. But thanks again for listening, everybody. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC. Make sure you go on Facebook and like our Facebook page that we just started, because we are going to be doing a live show that you guys get to look in on our recording, which we will be posting on Facebook. So that's something we're really excited about. That'll be here tomorrow. Anyways, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks again for listening. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. And we'll be back with you later this week. Go Bolts.